You know, there's just some songs that are hard to follow, and that's one of them. It's a song kind of said everything that needs to be said as we help prepare minds to partake of the Lord's Supper as this part of our service. I'm not one to ignore the things that are going on. We have a holiday coming up tomorrow. We have a 4th of July Independence Day, and essentially a celebration of our freedom as a country. You know, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, so officially took place as our freedom from Great Britain. So we celebrate that in a great many ways. We've already seen some fireworks. We got fireworks several days in a row. But we think about the freedom that we have here as a country, and we celebrate that. And when you think of the word, you know, freedom, you're thinking about free from external control, obviously, in that respect. Freedom from restraint, freedom from bondage, freedom from slavery, all these kind of things when we think about, you know, the freedom that we have. And what I'd like to have you consider as we focus our thoughts on partaking of the Lord's Supper is obviously how we got the freedom that we have as a Christian and how that came about and the sacrifice that was put forth so that we could have the freedom we have as a Christian. And I've just kind of put together a series of verses for you to consider. Some of these thoughts came to me, you know, from our class on Wednesday, but all coming from the book of John. So just kind of follow through with the verses here and just try to focus on these things. When we think of John 1, verses 1, and then also verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now again, you think about how powerful that is. That in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, you know, way before this planet and everything else that was created, in the beginning, the Word existed. The Word was with God. The Word was God. But then, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What a great gift that we had as people here on this planet, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And thinking about that song, think about how Christ should be exalted because of that sacrifice and coming to this world to live among us and to go through everything that he went through. Definitely a reason to exalt him. We think about what Jesus said in John 14, verse 6. What did he say? I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Again, we think about Jesus and what he did for us. Just think about that when we focus on him. Why do we focus on him? Because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. So, we have terms to describe who Jesus is. Word, way, the truth, and the life. Then we go to John 8. Go to 31 and 32. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth. Wait, but what's Jesus? The way, the truth, and the life, right? You will know the truth. And what's that truth going to do? Aha. That truth is going to set you free. We think about our freedom that we have. The freedom from sin. The freedom from the slavery to sin. The freedom from the bondage that Satan can have on us. Because of Jesus and what he did for us. We can know him. We can know that word. We can know that truth. And that truth is going to set us free. We need that because when you jump to verse 34 through 36, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever, but the son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Sin can enslave us. Satan can enslave us. But because of Jesus and him being the way, the truth, and the life, and we follow him because he is the word that we need to be following, we can be free. And the blood that was shed for us and the body that hung upon the cross for us set us free. So when we think about the freedoms that we enjoy here as a country and as a people, that's great. And I'm so thankful for that. But take it that step, that notch further. We think about the freedom we have as being the children of God, and realizing that the sacrifice that Christ made for us has set us free. And we need to exalt that. We need to honor that. We need to cherish that. And we remember that now as we partake of the bread and the cup that represents all that Christ did for us by sacrificing himself so that we can be free from the grip that Satan can have on us. So keep your thoughts on this as we partake.